have an opener?
Oh, I want my look because I'm not gonna be able to keep it on because I'm sweating. It's not even.
You want me to start over?
Look at
you. Want me to start over?
No. This is...
What's happening here?
What do you mean?
I don't
are
know.
Are you new? You are. See, you're drunk.
Your process is like all over the place right now today.
Yes, chaos. This is what do you mean?
I'm just confused where you're going. I usually know where you're going, but right now I'm lost.
Yes.
And so I'm confused. Yes. It's been a few weeks.
I know. Did you forget? Hi, honey.
Hi. You want to speak into the mic?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot what we're doing.
See, you look nice. When you called me, you were like, I'm at a nice dinner. Can I mind frame?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm at a nice... Because I want to be seen. Obviously. Look. He's like, I'm at a nice dinner. Where was I? In bed.
Mm-hmm.
In bed. Stressful day.
Okay.
Messy hair.
Yeah.
Sat in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about life. Right? And I had a bunch of things that I wanted to do on the podcast today.
Okay.
Bunch of things.
Yeah.
I'm wearing all of them. Mm-hmm. Actually, my man is behind you.
Yes. The my big top. Hair you just brought.
My top.
He you dragged over here.
He matches the outfit. First of all, get your hands off my fucking man.
Okay, calm down.
We both got a little beer.
3, 2, 1. Hello.
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 We have nothing planned.
We have
surprise.
Hello. Welcome to Messy Pod, a podcast.
We're talking about
fuck
bottoms.
Your mom. What was?
I don't know.
What was the intro you wanted?
I don't know.
To
episode 2. It's already gone to shit.
Okay.
We've missed 3. Episode 1 missed 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Was it 3 weeks?
Mac, 3 weeks.
Wasn't it like a month? I feel like it was a month. It was more than 3 weeks.
Have you been reading the DMs?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Bitch.
I don't care about people.
They have been like, is like, are y'all gone again? Is that episode 1?
People have been tweeting at me, and I finally replied to one of the tweets saying that you got a new job, and everyone's like,
I took blame.
Everyone's excited for you.
No, they're not.
When I replied saying on my page that you got a new job as bar manager, and that's why we took a hiatus, everyone was like, oh my God, congrats, Mike. Yes, Mike, get that
your
bag.
Followers.
So, you know, they're proud of you.
Your followers are proud of me.
Yes.
You know what messages I get?
What?
That ad revenue really that bad?
Oh my God.
And you know what? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it fucking is.
Yes. Yes.
Because of all y'all.
It even dipped for me a little bit too this year. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
A fraction. I get very nervous. I had to throw away 3 chairs. We have to get a whole new dining set. I broke 3 chairs.
Why?
Because I'm fucking heavy.
You look like you're having a mental breakdown right now.
No, this is style.
People that are not watching the visual right now, I just want you to know that Mike looks like he's having a legit mental breakdown. I don't even know how to describe this right now.
So, listen. Lean in and support.
Okay.
Because from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
you're the one who seems weird.
What do you mean?
Because you are so, like, normally when I do weird things, you, like it. You, I don't know why. This is like, you were like nervous. I'm making you nervous. I never make you nervous.
Because this was so last minute. I wasn't ready for this energy.
I was in bed.
At 10:51 p.m.
And you know what? You told me I went to work. I'm on. Come on, Mac.
Here. You're on, girl.
You're the star. You're the star.
You're
bitch.
Present. I'm also like a bit tipsy. I've been drinking since 4 p.m. Are you good? What's happening?
I'm telling them.
What's going on?
This is my outfit.
Okay.
The fanny. She's designed.
He's wearing a fanny pack. He has
to accentuate the what?
The waist.
The waist. And then you got these.
Are we recording? Okay.
This is these fucking. Yeah. Get that thumbnail, bitch. Remember right there. Timestamp. We got these sweats that look like they're workout sweats.
I can see that, stains
that
on them.
Before. That's because they're Kanye. They're Yeezy.
They're Yeezy?
Yeah, they were like $8 million because they look dirty. I didn't see that side. It was on the floor and I just grabbed it.
Okay.
And then
I have this that I thrifted. No, no, no. It's bear skin. It's real bear skin. It's really hot.
It's real bear skin.
So mm-hmm. I'm like sweating. I also just realized that we've had like a whole like arc about me being on drugs. I look.
You, yes, that's what I was saying. You look like you're having a breakdown right now.
But you would know.
Would I know?
Would you know?
Would I know?
Would you know?
Would I know?
Honestly, you want to know the truth?
Okay.
I don't think.
Why are you standing?
Because now I'm having fun.
Okay.
Am I making you nervous?
A bit. I'm like, what's going on?
You are a big black man. Okay. I should not make you nervous. Honestly, in a fight, you could probably beat me.
What? Where are we going?
We're talking about bottoming.
Is that the episode? Is that what we're talking about this episode?
Yeah, we talked about tops, and today we're going to talk about bottoms. Right now, you're acting like a fucking bottom. This submissive. You know what I'm being? The top. I'm making you nervous, boy.
Is that what we're leading into? Is this what's happening? I'm so confused.
I want you face down, ass up. Don't talk. I'm going to come in, then I'm going to come in. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna come in, then you're gonna come in.
Then we're gonna do a line of meth and leave. Anyway,
so bottoming.
I've been sleeping all day. I have all this energy. No, because I've become a night person because of my job. No, I want to talk about us first. I want to talk about us. I haven't seen you.
I know this could just be a catch-up podcast rather than an episode on bottoming.
No, it's about bottoming.
Bottoming.
We talked about bottoming so many fucking times.
So many times.
And during the top episode, this is about bottoming. Let's catch up and we'll say douche.
Okay. Bottoms. Well, yeah, okay.
Who's your diva?
Who's your diva?
Straight.
Bottoms, who's your diva?
The tops don't have a diva.
The tops do have a diva. And it's usually Justin Bieber or some shit. I don't fucking know.
If the top has a diva, first. The worst type of gay is the one that has to make it known that they don't watch Drag Race. No one asked.
Oh, God. No one asked.
No one asked. We don't even watch Drag Race. I watch it when it's there.
I watch it sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't watch every episode, and I'm not sitting here being like, oh, I haven't seen every episode of Drag Race. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Let the girls have fun with it. Let the girls have their things. Can the girls have their things?
Coming from somebody who has so many things. He's got so many. He's got awards.
I think what's making me nervous is how you're speaking in this like whisper tone out of nowhere. Like I feel like you're about to like scream at me for no reason.
I'm on Lexapro. I'm on medication now.
Used to this. I'm not used to the hills and valleys of Mike.
Has the medication made me like different crazy?
It's made you're spacing out your sentences like a normal person, and I'm not used to this.
Really?
I'm not used to this.
Really? It's going to be better in the podcast. It's going to be better in editing. Look at us. Maybe we'll get more than 5 views. Maybe Mac will share the episode.
I share them
sometimes. Are you embarrassed to me? Is that what it is?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it. And I, you know what also? I hear you. I get it.
I have a billboard in Times Square. Okay, I'm better than this.
Oh, you finally got one?
I got 3. Okay.
So did I.
My billboard was actually promoting her podcast.
Really?
It said listen to Messy Pod on the bottom of me. And one of them. They had 2 billboards up this past week.
Has it helped us at all?
Probably not. Girl, it's Times Square. Who's reading everything on Times Square, bitch? Nothing.
Are you using the AI tools they have now on YouTube? Like it tells you if your thumbnail's good.
No, I haven't checked that
out.
I've been using the other stuff they made me beta test, like the weird
voice
situation.
I'm not talking about
situation.
The special things you get from beta testing. I'm talking about the things we all can talk so the kids can relate. No one wants to know the special treatment you get so you actually show up in the search.
Jesus. Are you good? What's going on today? I am scared.
No.
I am scared.
Why?
I am scared. You're scaring me.
If you were douched, we could have fucked right then and there because that was bottom. Tears lubricant. Have you ever done
use
that?
Tears as lubricant? No.
Has anybody ever asked? Has anybody ever tried? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh yeah, you were. My therapist told me to stop
as
doing
lubrication.
That.
What are you talking about? Have you been in a situation where you use tears as lubrication?
I mean, in some way that probably ended up happening. I mean, not gonna, okay. My therapist okay. told me well, we
let's,
have to
let's
stop.
Leave this. Let's
no,
leave
my
that
therapist
conversation.
Told me we had to
We're
stop.
Moving to a different conversation. So, bottoms.
Bottoms, listen up. He say he's your man. Have you met his family?
What do you mean?
If he claims you and he hasn't introduced you to his family, he hasn't posted about you, he ain't your fucking man.
How is this about bottoms?
Because the bottoms are the ones that are claimed. Have man. I don't know. I'm
what?
Trying.
What is happening here?
I don't know. I was quoting a trans girl on TikTok who always starts it with bottoms. Listen up.
Oh, I've never heard of this woman.
Okay. I was going with a bit. Maybe if you would just like yes and me for a second.
I was confused where you're
no,
going.
No, because you're drunk and you don't
I'm
know
tipsy,
how to handle it. No, you're
and
not.
The attitude that you're giving me right now is weird.
Why?
You're giving me weird right now, Mike. It's giving weird. No, I'm good. I'm just caught off guard.
Why? This is so strange to me. I feel like I'm acting like we always do. Like, I'll stop. I'll be more normal. I've like been playing a bit. Like, seriously. Okay.
No.
My parents went to church today. They said they prayed for me. I literally edited a video.
Okay.
I did have like a rough day, but like
I'm
just trying to have
caught off guard by like the random things you're throwing at me right now. I'm like, what are we talking about? Where are we going? What is the No, because the last episode we premiered on this, we had a format.
Yep.
And so now we're coming back to this and there's like no format. And so I'm confused.
Okay. Question.
Where are we going?
Question.
What?
Last episode we had a format.
Mm-hmm.
We got 4 years of this.
Yes.
Jump right back.
Guess what? We took a hiatus.
It would. This half of it has been talking about you being anxious because you're drunk and you're not normally podcasting when you're drunk. You are not tipsy. I like how you try to.
I am tipsy. Drunk. I'm not drunk.
You like to say I'm tipsy. You. That's one of your top favorite things.
If I'm drunk, you would know. I can't hide my drunkenness.
It's affected you in some way. I'm affected because I have so much energy and I had a really rough day and I'm kind of like, and I missed you.
Mm-hmm.
I really just wanted to be weird with you for like a quick second. And I'm okay. Getting really sad. Like I was excited. I've been thinking.
Are you crying
about
now?
These things.
You going to cry about it?
Yeah, because I missed you and I wanted to be weird with you for a second and you're not liking any of it.
Because I'm confused. Yes. I wasn't ready.
I dropped the fucking dumpster lid on my face again.
Yes, and your face is swollen. His nose is swollen.
The whole, we got to be very careful, Mac, with how we say this because there's people that will come up with stories on whatever fucking forum. Anyway.
Okay.
No, trust me. You don't watch my videos. Anyway. I dropped it right on the bridge. Luckily, it didn't bruise like last time, like 2 years ago, like 2020.
How are you dropping a dumpster lid on your face?
Have you ever held a shit ton of boxes and tried to hold that with one hand and then it slips?
That's why right. Is it what? How is the dumpster lid slipping?
I was when you moved. I don't know. It fell faster than usual, Mac. I don't know how it happened. Excuse me. I was going like this, and I don't know. It fell somehow. I don't know how to explain it. Why would you ask that question? I can't explain. Like that's so fucking, like you know, there's no answer.
Why are you coming for me?
You're making.
I'm sorry, I feel like you're coming for me.
No, I feel like I'm being gaslit because I'm already making myself look crazy.
I'm
and
sitting
you're
here
like,
trying to. I am trying to imagine like a dumpster lid hitting my face. I don't get. I just. What do you mean? Like it's one of those like ones that like flip open.
Yes, that's what it does.
So why didn't you move?
What other dumpsters are there besides this?
Why
one?
Were you standing in the way where it flips onto you? Why weren't you not standing on the opposite direction?
I don't. Stop digging into this.
I just want to understand.
You could have just said okay. You could have just said okay.
Okay, but I'm not going to.
And honestly, the fact that
I'm a journalist.
It also, the weirdest thing is it's happened twice. Because in the other, remember in the videos, I had a whole cut on my nose. If you go back when I did the astrology video.
I don't remember that.
There was a whole like, a few videos where I had like a cut on my nose right there and it was all swollen. I bruised. This time I thankfully didn't bruise. It just got like swollen. It was like a day or two ago. It's not as swollen as it was.
You don't know. Maybe a bruise later. You just wake up one day, 5 days later with bruises around your face. Like, what the fuck?
Great. You know what I needed right now?
So bottoms?
What's the paranoia bottoms deal with? Shitting.
Shitting.
Douche. Okay, back to what we were talking about. You know what bottoms never do? Be selfish. Talk about what they want, their needs. That's what we're doing right now. I'm teaching bottoms how to be a good bottom. This whole thing on purpose. Metaphor.
What do you mean?
You know, bottom, be selfish. Lead in the conversation sometimes. Don't feel bad telling the other person what you want to do in your time together. You know? What you expect. Also, if they are uncomfortable, hear them. Try to adjust. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm speaking calm. And it's not working. I don't know what to do. So welcome to the
podcast. This Lexapro mic is different.
Oh my God, do you not like me?
No, it's like, no. Because let me tell you why it's making me uncomfortable. Okay. It's because it's like you're giving me the same energy like you used to.
Got it.
But you're talking in such a different tone that it's like throwing me off.
No.
And so I'm like, is this a bit?
No.
Is he like
Can I tell you why
he like acting like this on purpose? Or is this just like how he is nowadays? I haven't seen you. People don't know that. We don't hang out.
He lives far. And
we
it's
don't
crazy.
Hang out as much as we used to anymore because I live far now. I don't live in a... We used to live in a valley together all the time. What?
That's what I should have talked about in the beginning.
Why are we fighting? Why are you mad at me? Why?
I was in bed tonight. We weren't going to do this. We were going to do it in the morning. I had to cancel. Why did I cancel? What happened?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Anyway. Oh, no. You wanted to do it in the morning, but you haven't slept yet. You called
me. I came home. I got
at
work.
7:40 a.m. saying,
careful,
I haven't slept yet.
No, you got to be careful with what
you
said.
But, you know, I can come over and we can film this podcast right now. And I said, go to sleep. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was going to rally.
And so that's where we are today.
No, now let me explain, because I look like this right now.
Mm-hmm.
You being uncomfortable, everybody is very on top of me right now.
People are going to think you're on drugs.
Yes, and mm-hmm. It's really making me anxious. And you being looking at me like that is making me feel like you.
Let me take off the sunglasses. Maybe that will help.
No, because I have tired eyes. I barely slept recently. That's why I was putting this on. I was going to play a bit to lean into it to make it a joke. So I didn't have to like go through all the other anxiety of them wondering why I have tired eyes when in reality I've just been working at a bar till like 3-4 in the fucking morning. And then I have to get up and film fucking YouTube videos and edit brand deals all day. So I still have to be up during the day. I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted. I'm adapting to a new schedule. Also, I'm dealing with people judging me, not doing the drugs anymore, but wanting to prove that I am. And I had fans messaging me saying that the hacker people are messaging them. They're talking to me online, being told that if they send them $200-$300 on PayPal, they'll get private videos of me. I had to make a video statement because that can get me in trouble. That's the day I had. I had to go sit across from that boy. Mac, it was a day.
Meanwhile, I went to a bar and then went to dinner.
Why are you me? This is your future. You are me 3 years ago. Mac, look at it. Look at me.
I will
look at
never
me.
Be you.
Look at me.
I'm going to say that with my chest. Look. I will never be you.
Look at me. Why? Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Am I bad? Am I like something wrong?
No.
Why are you like that?
No, you're not bad. No, because I had a really rough
year and I'm on like my up. Like this job is really, really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is just
people are excited
hard.
For it.
It is hard because I don't want to give up. This.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. This is my passion. This is what I love to do. But doing both is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to do both because this, for those of you who don't know, I'm not just a bartender. I'm a bar manager. I have benefits. It's corporate. I'm growing.
Benefits
pussy.
Yeah, healthcare. I care of
it. And it doesn't help that I drop a dumpster lid on my face. I made a video with a stuffy nasally nose. I had a little bit of blood. They thought I was doing coke in a You think I, Mac, you know me. You know me, bitch. If I just made a video about being assaulted and mm-hmm. all these things and telling people I'm not on drugs, would I be coked out in the next video? Yes. But I tell them about it. It's a thing. So how would you?
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm sitting there like, what am I going to say?
Yeah. Do you get why I do this? Like, you get why I am the way I am, right? My dad didn't, and I had to explain it to him.
What do you mean? I mean, I get how you are. I don't want to talk.
Don't make me stir. Don't make me stir.
I don't want to talk about myself. But here's a random fact about me, but I don't want to talk about myself.
No, I've only been with myself all year. You, Aries, Courtney, that's really like all I have anymore. And I really really value you guys. And I don't like if I make you feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I was just a bit.
I'm just not used to you on Lexapro. Remember when the last time we saw each other, you just started Lexapro.
So what? I'm making sentences?
And so no, your tone is so calm.
Yeah.
But you're like...
Yeah.
Your movements are still you,
yeah.
But your tone is calm,
good
and
boy.
So that's what makes it feel
bend over.
Like
I don't want
to
push
like
you.
Die.
I don't want to push
like
you.
I feel like life is not real right now. I'm like, what is happening?
I was trying to. I didn't want to push you hard because I didn't want to make you feel even more. I'm so afraid and conscious of making you uncomfortable.
So are we going to talk about bottoms? What's happening in this episode?
I've been trying to. I just tried to bend you over a table. And I'll be your keeper.
I don't know what song I'm singing. That's what
do
I'm
whatever it takes. I'll make the mistakes. I'll keep you safe.
What the fuck
and
is
be
this song?
Your armor.
What is this?
Have you watched Hazbin Hotel?
No, I haven't seen it yet. It's a part of Hazbin Hotel. I need to see it.
Can I tell you? We're going to watch this scene of episode 4 before I go.
No, we're not.
Mac, it literally awakened the reason of, like, explained to me. You know I'm fucked up at 31 years old when you relate to a spider demon on a TV show, on a cartoon. A spider demon drug addict prostitute on a TV show.
Isn't... Brandon Rogers in it or no?
Yes, very little, but he, I don't know, who knows what the name of that.
Because I remember when they released the like pilot of it.
Oh yeah.
Like a couple years ago.
156 million views 2 years.
And it got a bunch of views and then they just never released another episode. And I was like, what happened to it? And suddenly now it's on Amazon Prime. I was like, okay, makes sense.
We should support it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I want to support it, but I was like, it's just such a weird journey because like we were part of it since like when the pilot was being formed and then suddenly it just disappeared.
I've been watching.
I was like, what happened, girl? What what's the tea?
I've been listening to that the music is amazing. Amazing. Angel Dust, me. The character's literally me.
Okay.
It's I'm not even going to get into it.
The character is me.
The character is literally me.
It's me.
Anyway. I'm a huge stan of this show. I love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the stance on religion it has. It's historical. It actually has really good facts. It's written really well. The music is great. I'm obsessed. I am actually obsessed. I want to be them for Halloween.
I like how you just made a random ad for Hazbin Hotel right now
on our
podcast.
Yes.
This podcast is sponsored by Hazbin Hotel.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the 10,000 people that are watching.
10,000 is a lot for a podcast. Let's be honest.
It is.
Okay, we try to shit on us because we think the grass is always greener, but I've seen a lot of podcasts
who can't
even get like a 1,000, girl.
Girl.
So, girl, we're girl. Doing something.
And they're winning awards. They're winning awards.
They're getting award shows.
They're invited to the
They're submitting themselves to things, and we're not. We're just like, why?
Well, no. Honestly, we kind of like, I would love to be. I'm so, look at me. I want you guys... Look at us.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's focused on us right now. I'm trying to look at the focus thing.
Honestly, if it's not great, that would fit. I hope it's not focused. I don't want anyone
to
see me.
Whatever. Okay.
I went from being like, I don't want anybody to see me. I'm actually, yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do. I'm torn. You look so good. You look literally like you're like the hot older brother on vacation. You both look like you were going on vacation. You were going to dinner. Why'd you wear that?
Because I wanted to. Damn.
Not the right choice. It's an amazing outfit. You look so good in it.
Thank you.
Not for a dinner.
Well, I went to a bar first, then I went to a dinner.
Not for a
bar. So it was kind of just like a day.
Not for a bar. This?
It was for me.
This daytime.
It is Mac does it going to a bar day drinking.
Well, Mac does
That's
it.
What that look is.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Do you want to be a star?
Do I want to be a star?
Yeah. Do you remember the last time we said that? That was a bit in our on our podcast.
When?
Like 4 episodes ago.
Do you want to be a star? I don't
know.
We
said how to be skinny like the Amaros. Do cocaine.
Oh yeah, do cocaine.
You eating disorder.
Yeah.
And like some it was like that. And I was like, do you want to be a star or not? Look, I was on 3 TV shows.
And now here he is, ladies and gentlemen, breaking my chair. Chair number 4 for you, right? Oh, you fat ass. I'm joking. No. Calm down. Stop crying. Why are you crying? Stop crying.
We switched. No, I broke my friend's pool ladder 3 times growing up. Same friend. Every time I'm
Tell
like, how does it happen to me again?
Pool ladder. That's stupid.
But it only happened. Why me? Like, I'm very dense.
It was a weak-ass pole ladder.
I look very
dangerous. Honestly, Sue.
Honestly, I look very different. I want to get back to the old me. I'm excited. This year...
Like, what is the old you?
Just...
The you without the beard?
No. Like, this past year was like, oh, terrible year. And I talked about it a little bit, but it got really, really dark, so I didn't, like, want to be consistent about it. But it was like... I was literally dealt with like a whole like addiction fucking problem and with like all this kind
Your
of shit.
Your nose is so swollen.
I know.
That dumpster really fucked you.
I got fucked up by something that doesn't move.
I'm looking at your nose, Bridge. It's so big.
I got fucked up by something that doesn't move. I moved it. I fucked myself up. I deserved it. Okay. I shouldn't have talked at dinner like that.
So bottom?
That's like a kink of mine. I always thought about dating a guy. You get home, you're like fighting. You like physically just beat the shit out of each other. And then you have one of them against the wall, like you're like literally bloody. And then you're just looking at each other and you're just fucking just passionately just like anger fuck.
What?
Want to do? Yeah. Well, maybe I can't. My therapist told me to not talk about it in a dismissive way. But I can't do that because then this becomes not about bottoms. Breathe. No, push out when they're inserting. It helps a little bit. Just make sure you got all this shit out of there. That's how we're making it about bottoms. We're going to talk. We're just going to throw them.
Yeah, guys. Pushing out does help. Now we're back to bottoms.
But what about if you fart? No, we're going to talk and then every like few seconds we'll throw in a bottom.
Throwing a bottom in fact. That's our benchmark.
You know what we're
That's
proving?
That's our checkpoint.
Yeah. You know what we're proving right now?
What?
Who the fuck cares about
bottoms? Oh, my God. Everyone cares about bottoms. Bottoms make the gay world go
round. Go on Sniffies. They all hair grow.
No,
go to West Hollywood. All of them are bottoms. The ones that are tops, they're bottoms that just you spit as lube. Because they're tough.
Okay.
They're the ones that do Molly or Coke, and then they're bottoms. Everybody's bottoms. Everyone is a bottom. Have you heard Kim Petras' new album?
Isn't it just an extension of Slut Pop?
It's like the same thing.
It's like Slut Pop Miami or something, right?
I've only heard Rim Job. That was the only thing I
haven't heard
about
a single one. I've seen the titles.
We can move on.
Isn't it like Bukkake Mama or something? Or like, was it?
I don't know.
Gag on Me or Deep Throat Mama? What was? I don't know. They're like very interesting titles.
Where did you
honestly go off queen?
Chair? Where did you get this chair?
I don't know, Wayfair?
Oh, that's why it's shit. Girl, just go to Living Spoon.
How about you just stand still?
No, I'm
How about
animated.
You just sit your ass down and just don't move.
No, I'm animated in every podcast.
You're throwing your back to the back of it. You're going to break it.
Because I have a fanny pack. Oh, that was my bit.
Why are you still wearing it? So, take it off. The bit is over.
No. This is why. Bottoms. Listen up. I was going to have you check what's in my fanny.
Oh, should I?
I thought that was a funny thing.
Is that a segment
But
now?
I was going to try to find a nice way to bring it in. But we had to confirm why Mike seemed fidgety. He's up all night. He's making me feel uncomfortable. He's fidgety. Are you trying to get me in trouble? Because you're the one. I mean, gaslit.
Can I guess what's in your fanny pack now?
Guess. Yeah, guess. And then
Am I reaching into it?
Yeah, well, guess first. And then I'll have you reach in. And I'll explain why we have those items.
Is it about bottoms?
No, this is what's in my fanny pack. It's not even my fanny pack.
Whose fanny pack is it?
I don't know, dude. It's treated like it's YouTube and your Zoella in 2005. What's in my fanny pack? And here's my hamsters.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to my channel. Stop drinking. Stop drinking. I'm supposed to get, can I feel it first? Can I feel? I'm going to feel. Okay, what I feel is a bottle of lotion.
It's also keeps
I think
tops.
That's deodorant.
This keeps tops away, but it also makes them look because it accentuates your butt. It makes also the twerk look better because I can't twerk.
So it's a lotion bottle, deodorant, and I don't know, maybe a toothbrush?
There you go. What if I'm going to be standing on camera? That's how it's going to be. Keep going, Mac.
That's my guess. Lotion bottle, deodorant. Lotion bottle, deodorant, and toothbrush to open it.
Go ahead. Take one at a time and ask me. Or guess why.
We know. What the hell
it's
is gonna
this? It's going to be basic things. We
oh, it's Manscaped body spray.
Come on, Manscaped.
Ew.
We know. We love Manscaped.
We love Manscaped. We got money. A brush.
Oh.
Oh, this is
you. I'll explain why.
MAC Cosmetics. Lube, of course. Yes.
Hell
Swiss
yeah.
Navy too. Okay, you know he's gay.
Yeah.
Nasal spray. This is my favorite nasal spray. Afrin No Drip. This is no joke.
Yo,
Afrin No Drip.
I'll talk.
If you are a congested ass bitch, girl, one spray of this, girl.
Girl,
you breathe like you never breathed before.
We're,
honestly,
you want to talk about? You want to talk about? You want to talk about? We've already talked about drugs. Who cares? Girl, 3 days worth. 3 days worth. Congestion, scabs, everything. Nothing worked.
Afrin No Drip.
Two squirts of this.
Afrin No Drip.
Mm-hmm. Two squirts of this.
It's
the antihistamines. And honestly, just
it's
drink
godly,
water.
God tier. Honestly, yeah, if you're congested, supposed to drink water. But yeah. Girl, who does that anyways?
I want to say, nowadays?
Who drinks water?
My body would be like falling apart. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't know why this is happening. They're like, when was the last time you ate or drank water? And I was like, 2 days ago. And they were like, you're
like,
and you don't know why you're bloated? You don't know why you have IBS? Your bowels are decaying. I'm like, oh. My therapist literally is very concerned, and he sucks. I need someone better.
Like fourth time you brought up your therapist in this podcast alone.
We only had two sessions.
The fourth time you say your therapist is concerned.
I ditched him last week.
We need to have an intervention after this. So why do we have these products? Are these just products you carry on your normal person?
Yes.
These are also, okay, so. You carry hydrating body spray? Are you, in middle school?
I want to tell you something. You carry all these in your day-to-day life. I also carried the same things when I was Mr. Sketchy Pants, honestly. But that was more this one. The thing is, no matter what situation, if you're sketchy, if you're normal, if you're in a hurry, if you are young, old, no matter what. Also genderless. Where's the cap to this? I just threw this
in
there.
I don't know. I took it out and it was capless.
So. Oh, I had money. Oh, I hear Mikey's. It's fine now.
You just realized you got money?
Always have some kind of spray.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be your good shit. But I brought my good shit. Say right, Mac? We brought our good shit.
Body spray? I do not use body spray.
We don't have any advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
We have a single.
Manscaped body spray. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You don't have to bring the good shit. You could bring the easy stuff that's like a quick. What does it smell like?
I didn't even know they had body spray.
It smells like.
It smells rich.
That didn't help.
It smells clean.
It smells clean?
It smells like
their
products.
What does clean smell
like? It smells like their manscaping products.
Okay. So, if you are young, you're going through puberty, right? You always got to have this on you. If you're old.
Oh, yeah.
You smell like
middle school. Like, the reason why I said why you're, what are you in middle school? Because middle schoolers, we carried this. Yeah. Like it was the fucking Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were sweating at the most random times for no fucking reason.
What was your scent?
For no reason.
What was your brand? Oh, no, brand. Don't say your scent.
Mine was
brand.
Axe. Axe Body Spray Ocean Hell something. Yeah. I forgot what it's called.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would just get the blue one. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, the blue one. Oh, yeah. That's all I got. I don't remember what it's called.
Also, old people. This fucking chair. I'm so sorry. I'm usually in that one. Is it the same one? I don't know what's going on. I'm really excited to see you. Let me see this video before it goes.
Like, I'm really excited to see you, but I'm getting so angry.
I will edit to make it make sense. I okay.
I am, I'm going to cut the bit, like, because I am, like, acting up, and you can leave this in. I'm getting so anxious. Honestly, let him think. I hope people dive deep into it.
Because you keep on jumping from tangent to tangent to tangent to tangent. We haven't done this in a long time, so I'm caught off guard right now.
I know, but I could never...
I can't even bring.
I can't even bring you. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's put this in. I couldn't even bring you to like. It's hard for me to bring you to like after parties and stuff like that.
You brought me to one when I was 21 years old and I hated it.
And you sat on the couch like a good little boy.
I didn't sit on. I sat on the couch for a bit and I stood up for a little bit. There was drunk. A guy that was like half naked dancing. I was drunk as fuck.
I got my dick sucked.
I could not see straight. Everything was like in flashes, and then suddenly we were in a bright ass room, and everyone's all over the place. And sort of half naked man, just like he wouldn't stop dancing. That's the one thing I remember. He wouldn't stop dancing in the same fucking spot.
Gee.
And I was like, "Where the fuck am I?" Yep. He took me somewhere in the hills. My phone didn't work because there was no service.
Yep.
And I'm like, "I'm gonna die today."
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, someone's gonna kill me. What's happening here?
Also, like. People that are on drugs never look like they're portrayed. Like the G guy, you see, he was on. They were just
he
on
was
drugs.
On G, is that what it was?
He was wearing a towel, just stop vibing. Dancing and it was just towel vibing
all night, the entire time we were there. And I was just like sitting there. That's why I moved after a point. So I was like, he's like literally just dancing in the same spot.
Yeah,
what is happening here?
That's what it is.
I was freshly 21. It was literally my 21st birthday. It was my 21st. I was freshly 21. That, freshly out in the clubs.
That's an infinite
at a fucking after party being scarred for life.
No. I give you a great 21st birthday. We went to a Vita back when it was cool. Mm-hmm. And then we went to
The after party.
And you had a great... It was like
I've been to other quote-unquote after parties, but they're always in like someone's apartment building, and they're all doing cocaine. And that's about it. That's the only after parties I've been to before.
That's also the night, because I was getting, when you were sitting on the couch, I was getting my dick sucked in the bathroom, and then I went back to the kid's house, and I sent you in the Uber.
Yes. We've had a fight about that multiple times.
Because Mac, at 21, was not an adult who could just go home by himself in an Uber.
I was fucked up. I did not even know how, and I was going to an Airbnb, so I wasn't even going to my house. I don't even know how the fuck I got into that Airbnb, but I got in. Laying back on the bed and threw up in a fucking plastic trash can for like an hour.
And I love fighting with you about this. I do feel bad. That was wrong of me. Anyway.
It's been 6 years now. That's crazy.
Has it?
I'm 27.
I'm going to be 32.
We're going to be fine.
No. Bottom fact.
Bottom fact. I like the push out as they go in. That is a good one.
Oh, I thought you were saying
that is a good one. Bottoms push a little bit. You know what I mean? It makes it easier, and it does. Does the lidocaine work? Has it worked? Do you have experience with that? Like, does it actually make it less painful, or what's happening here?
I don't.
Or is it a lie?
So I don't.
So I know lidocaine people use it for like their gums. I've never heard it from people use it for their assholes before. That threw me off guard. People that don't know, Mike had a bottle of what I thought was glue, and I almost tried to eat it. And then he told me it was lidocaine. I was like, "Oop, why do you have lidocaine?" And he was like, "Oh, it's good for getting fucked and all that stuff. It like helps numb it and makes it easier." I was like, "Oh, people like numb their assholes." How's that feeling?
Here's the thing. At this point in the podcast, I'm just realizing that I can't not talk about drugs because I was on drugs for like the entire year. So I like that. This is how I look not on drugs. This is how I look with mental aid and therapy.
And it's scaring me. It's scaring me, like, that you're on mental aid and therapy.
Slightly scabby nose up here. I'm literally cosplaying, like, my inner self. But
maybe,
like,
you're triggered. Maybe that's why
also,
I'm experiencing you being triggered.
Imagine how, can you imagine? I still was hot. I looked that good. There were days I didn't even sleep for 4 days.
Okay,
four days.
Completely tangent from the question about lidocaine.
I'm coming back to it because
it's quick.
And I looked that good. Imagine being so fucking puss that you could not sleep for 3 days and people still want to fuck you. And y'all bitches come in here my comments being like, you're ugly. Okay. People don't want to fuck you when you try to get ready.
Anyway. Okay, lidocaine.
Lidocaine. Anyway, because getting fucked. Segway. I was going there.
Okay.
So the lidocaine, I don't know if it works. No, yes, I do. Yes, I do. So here's the thing. When, that was a joke. When you do, when you're up for a long period of time and you don't drink water, I think this is why. I don't know. It could also have been putting a lot of, like, things in you, in your body. At some point, like, the muscles tense. Like, in the beginning, it makes you horny. But at some point, it makes it, like, very hard. And you can't even, like, fart.
Lidocaine?
No, like, your body is just like that. So, I had lidocaine, which was just, like, numbing cream. Because if it was tighter down there, I needed something to make it not hurt.
Okay, because I'm very tight back there. So, I'm, like, I'm wondering, like, well, should I get some lidocaine?
But you got to be careful.
What's the key?
You got to make sure to get it all out. Because one time I didn't. And someone ate my ass. There was a little light that came out there.
Oh,
and
they
his face got
mouth. Oh, no.
But also, imagine if it happens to their dick. They're going to go soft.
Oh, yeah.
For you, if someone did that to you, you would never come. You would. What are the opposite is coming? And, like, you'd feel a squirt inside.
What? Okay.
No, picture it. That's the visual.
That's interesting.
Are you picturing it?
Yeah, I'm picturing it. I'm
what color
picture
is
it?
Tell me it. Tell me about what you
what
see.
What color is
yeah.
it?
What's the consistency? Is it gummies?
Is this foundation?
Oh! No, keep going down the list. Okay, sorry. We talked about one thing.
Oh, yeah. We have tangents so many times in this podcast.
That's the podcast.
What? This episode alone.
Why are y'all acting
brand
new?
Has been a mess.
You're acting brand
we
new.
We have been a mess this episode.
No, I think this is one of our better episodes.
Okay. Why foundation, a brush? Why lube?
Okay. Well, one at a time.
Okay.
One at a time.
Why lube?
Girl, you never know when you got to squeeze into a tight position. Take that meeting like you will. Sex. If you have to do, like, I don't know, what other things you got to lube up.
You got to get that kitty out of the gutter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, dead ass.
Dead ass.
For whatever reason, have you ever been in something where you're like, I wish I had some, like, oil to, like, make this.
Like, oh, no, I dropped my phone in a drain pipe.
There has to be something
else. A drain grill.
There has to be something else other than sex. In my life.
That's not sex.
Yeah, but that wasn't serious. Was it serious?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know where we're going.
I was trying to make it not just about sex. I was trying really hard, but, like, honestly, sex. Gays already lose the fact about being able to be spontaneous. If you're going out, and you are ready.
I'm surprised you don't have a bottle of poppers. That's like what
poppers.
You're missing.
I don't do
poppers?
Not at all.
You don't do poppers?
Bitch, that's why I got lidocaine.
You don't do poppers?
No. You don't do poppers?
That is scary.
That is scary. I don't do any sort of downer.
I love me a popper. I love me a poppy.
Yeah, because you like to get stoned.
I like to get stoned.
I don't.
I haven't been stoned in a while. I got stoned for the first time last night in a couple months. Be proud of me.
We tangent so much in this
the longest program. Break I ever had in my entire life. What do you mean we tangent? At least my tangents make sense. You just randomly start shouting about your asshole to me.
You were asking about it.
Don't blame you. I'm always asking about your asshole.
Everybody is. Don was.
So why the foundation? Brush?
So, this isn't the brush that you would use, but, like, A, if you're going out for a long day, you just might need a little touch, especially if you're, like, going to be sweating. It's going to be shiny again. This will make you more matte if you're going to, like, a dinner afterwards and you want to, like, fix something up. You don't need all the shades, just get the base.
After your ass has been clapped? Is that what? What?
You can after or before, like say you get last minute sex opportunity. You have the lube on you. You can. This. Squirt, 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 squirt. Bam, bam, bam. I swear to God. This is all for. Drug stuff.
Your microphone?
Drug stuff? You want to get around the neck? You want to get the clothes?
What do you mean drug stuff?
Because like this is all.
Why are you spraying yourself the drug stuff? What do you mean?
Because you sweat when you do drugs.
Okay. I don't know that.
This pack.
I don't sweat on weed.
This pack, I said, is like very versatile. It could be used for kids. I don't know why the kids have lube. I don't know why the kids have lube. The kids have lube for some reason. They're jerking off. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're jerking off on the fly. The kids, the old people, the drugs, the druggies, the Macs, the mics. This is a very versatile fanny pack. Well, this whole podcast is becoming about the fanny pack. Let me be
literally
quick.
I don't even know where the fanny pack came from. You came in with a...
Because it says fanny.
No.
Fanny and bottoms. That's where my thought process was.
We're gonna rewind it back real quick. You came in into my apartment with a furry fanny pack. A furry
Give
sweater.
Give me my bear.
And a life-size bear.
Yes, I need it. He's my thing.
No, it's staying here. You put on my boyfriend's sunglasses and haven't taken them off since you put them on.
I'm not taking them off.
This has been the full episode.
Here.
You don't have that time. Okay, put it back on. What the fuck back? What the fuck? I'm scared now. That was terrifying. Okay, like, have you heard of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde? Okay, it was that moment right now.
I would have gotten ready.
Put microphone.
I would have gotten ready if I had time. But you texted me, you were like, I thought he meant 9:45 tomorrow. So when you texted me about 9:45, I had to leave like right then and there. I didn't have time to like get ready. So this whole
Oh really?
I didn't know you I thought you were 9:45 in the morning. So I was like, fuck, because I'm like, I really, if I didn't do that, I know for a fact we weren't gonna film tomorrow, even if we said we were.
Yeah, we're not gonna film tomorrow. Yeah.
So I really just came up with this idea that, okay, I'm gonna look crazy. Let me make it a bit. And you have not been able to follow.
I've been making you look crazy, all right.
You've been
helping in that part. No, I'm helping in that department.
So while we're on this topic, why is this good? You know, little touch ups.
Because I have to grab it. So little touch ups. This is, if anybody out there is ever, you know, I hope you're safe. But if you're in an issue where you aren't in whatever the hell that might relate to me. You got to go into somewhere real quick. But this area looks crazy.
What area?
This area. This area gets bright red, scabby, bloody.
Bloody mess. Scab. Look at me right now. This area gets scabby.
The nose or the upper lip?
No. Well, the upper lip too. That's why we got the choppy step. But we wouldn't have this, even though we love this game. You know what you want? You want the stuff that's in like the blue thing. You know what I'm talking about? That chapstick that's in like that little blue
capsule. The
Vicks. No. Yes.
It's called Jack Black. That's also, I have that. The blue capsule stuff? Yeah. I think I have it in my pocket. You mean this?
You have it? No. No, fuck that.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I have to Google it now because I want to say it's actually the best chapstick ever.
You could also put it in your nose. It'll cure
Vicks.
The scabs.
You're talking about Vicks.
I said then. Vicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Vicks.
So, you want the Vicks chapstick, and then this bitch, look at this. You got the base right before you walk in. And don't sneeze. You sneeze, you wipe your nose, you're fucked.
Cover up the bread because you get a brim of red all around here.
From drugs?
Yes, because if you're snorting shit up your nose, It's cutting things.
Why did we start talking about drug use?
No, because
I thought this episode was about bodomy.
You're not following me.
I'm not.
Because you
I'm so confused. You came in with ideas without telling me what the idea is, and you just started doing the ideas, and I'm sitting here like, what is
happening?
Because we didn't talk about, wait, we didn't even talk. Wait, remember when I got up and said we were fighting? We never finished that sentence.
What were we fighting about?
Because that's why we're in a rush. Because who was a half hour and 45 minutes late? Who told me to be here at 9:45? Let me have y'all also know.
I didn't walk
know.
In until like 10.
I had a rough day. I had 3 cop cars tail me looking like this 45 minutes on the 405 to Mac's house because they thought, food is bad. They thought this was a dead body. They thought this was a dead body. It was thrown on my back.
Was it in the back of your seat?
Yes. Meanwhile, I'm jamming out the Hazmat Hotel music. Loser, baby, we're losers, but just maybe we could eat shit together. Things would end up differently. So, like, that was literally me. I had a cop car to my left, my right, behind me. I don't know what else was going on. They followed me from my apartment area all the way to your house. And they're going slow up and down the street. I get out of my car. I look like this. I look like I sell drugs to kids.
Look like you do. And I think it doesn't help the fact that this is the entire street is like filled with frat houses.
And it's raining.
So they were probably like, what is he about to do?
Yeah. Why is this 31-year-old man?
College kids?
Yeah, we're in a college town. What is this 31-year-old man doing? And it's raining. And I call Mac. I'm here. When did you tell me to be here? I don't know, girl. I'll be here in a half hour. And it wasn't your fault. I get it. But I was so scared because you were like, just go sit back in the car. Like, they were already going slow past me. And now I got to go back in there. They're going to be like, it's even sketchier. So that is why we're talking about drugs. Because imagine if I thought
it was some like fentanyl drug deal or something. I know they've been trying to crack down on that
a lot. Who's drug dealing fentanyl? Who's drug dealing the thing?
Girl, everybody apparently in this city. It's been crazy.
But, like, how do we find out about it? Don't you die?
That's how they find out about it. That's how they, like, oop, someone started one line of cocaine and suddenly they're convulsing in the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And yet.
So, bottoming fact?
Poppers.
You don't use poppers.
You
though.
Do, though. I don't have to. I'm not the catalyst on bottom, Mac.
Poppers
I've done it
are
like.
Great. I mean, I don't know how it is when I don't bottom that much, so I don't know how much.
So just tell them use poppers.
Use poppers.
Sniff that shit.
I shouldn't tell them to use drugs.
Is it drugs?
It's considered a drug, isn't it?
How did a hair get in this gum?
You were flailing around a bear.
If you were my best friend, you would eat it.
No.
Okay. I had my question. I needed to know something.
That's that.
I get it.
That's it.
Fair.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You're so weird.
No, I know.
I just want you to know that.
I know. And here's the thing. I want everybody to know there have been podcasts that I canceled because when I was not okay. That because I could not. You are one of the people that literally... You and Aris make me want to be the best version of me. I want to be the best partner, like in a podcast with you. I don't want to like screw things up. Like when me and Aris go to something, I don't want to screw that up. I want to be a good team player. You know what I mean? I want to make you guys proud, which is so weird because you're younger than me, you little bitch. But anyway,
you're welcome.
I'll fight you.
It's called my power. How was your hot party?
Oh, yeah, we go every year.
Yeah,
we
do.
Titties on the
top. Oh, a yacht every year. Yacht party every month. What are you talking about?
We do.
I have never been on a yacht before.
You should come. Have you heard?
I don't know if I want to be on a yacht before. I've never been on a cruise before. I don't know how I will deal with. Did you guys ever embark, or you guys just staying on the pier?
I want to bring more happiness, and it's everything. Bottoms, bring more happiness into that hole. I didn't stutter.
But you
didn't say
a single consonant.
I didn't
stutter. But
I realized I was tangenting. I realized I was tangenting, and at me, and I want them to beat you to it.
God.
Here's the real sentiment about bottoms. Y'all, this past year...
This episode is not going to be called anything about bottoms.
No, yeah,
I don't know
is.
What this episode is going to be called, because yeah. we barely talked about bottoming.
No, Mac, please make the title of this video. This one's for the bottoms. Please. Mac, if you know...
Okay, I will.
We all know that I'm the one that comes up with the titles.
Okay.
I do it during the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Mac does.
We know that I'm the one that comes up with the titles. Otherwise, Mac does. So we both come up with the title.
Do you want to claim it?
What the fuck?
Anyway. Wait, what was I going to say? What was I saying? Oh, it's
good.
I don't
know. Sentiment about bottoms? Something for the bottoms. Nice. A nice thing you're going to say about the bottoms.
Bottoms. This past year, I learned what it was like. I understand you. I've been there. I've walked your walk. I've walked down your road. I've been in them shoes. Okay? Them shoes? Those are tight shoes. You know what you're doing. You know what you want. But you got to learn to communicate what you want. Don't be intimidated by these tops. They use that. They use that as a way to just do what they want to do to disregard what you want to do. Don't let that happen. Stand up for yourself. You don't like something, tell them to do it different. Tops don't know that they have to switch it up for you. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you want.
Keep going. I just have to burp.
Okay. Where was I? You take over.
Tell them what you want.
Tell them what you want. And then, when you're done, be done. Make sure you're safe. Make sure you're taken care of. Praise be. Praise God. And happy Black History Month before you text me that I forgot.
Oh, my God. You can find me anywhere if you search Mac Does It. That is D-Y-S-O-N. D-Y-S-O-N. Where can we find you, Mike?
You can find you can find me everywhere if you search Mike MGTV. Bye.
You can find this podcast anywhere if you search Messy Pod. You can find us anywhere if you search Messy Pod at M-E-S-S-Y-P-O-D on Instagram, Twitter, our Messy Pod with Mike and Mike on TikTok, fully spelled with Mac and Mike. Messy Pod with Mac and Mike on Messy Pod, fully spelled out. Yeah, that's it. Okay. You can't. Okay. You've been douched.